As it turns out, I am probably traveling at speeds less than 2 knots per hour. In the time it takes me to chew, spit out, and reload an entire mouthful of cod, a time I approximate at 2 hours, the weather has dropped 5 degrees, and I have drifted maybe 70 yards. This turns out to be 20 yards farther than Gordon makes it. The length of the Kentucky. Colensia verna, blue-eyed Mary, was the first species of spring wildflowers to seduce my imagination as a young man of 23 living on the river at High Bridge. At a time when most of my friends from high school and college were discovering the music scene in Lexington and Louisville and immersing themselves liver first in the sporadic but engulfing barscape of the city, I was cultivating a healthy respect for the instant isolation the Lock Pool 7 offers anyone with a boat in time. In April, the lush banks of Cedar Run glowed in the half-blue, half-white brilliance cast by a million blue-eyed Marys. Cedar Run was one of the few places to boast such a generous stand. To see it full bloom is a prize enjoyed by scant few. Cedar Run is one of those creeks that boaters, paddlers, and otherwise pass by without as much as a second glance. For those who launch at Frankie's Ramp just above Lock 7, the spectacle of High Bridge pulls all attention skyward, and most are headed for the cold, clear lake bottom waters of the Dix River and the lure of current dumb farm trout in the tail waters anyway. The small, shallow mouth of Cedar Run is no more than an afterthought with outboards full bore. Just inside the mouth, though, moss-covered stone piers mark the spot where the old stage road bridged the creek, and immediately up to the right, the road to Shaker Landing snakes around the cliff. Covering the banks on either side, the blue-eyed Mary harmonizes with the blues of dwarf larkspur, Virginia bluebell, Greek valerian, purple phacelia, Quaker ladies, blue phlox, and wild hyacinth, a pointillist palette of blues from which to paint a thousand skies. The first time I stumbled on this singular beauty, I was stoned. It was dark, and then my flashlight died. It snowed later that night, the kind of freak April snow that falls like torn pieces of Wonder Bread. In the frozen, growling morning, the blooms were shriveled up, wilted lavender peering up beneath tiny hoods of snow. The uprooted clumps I clawed out, wetted with each stroke of my paddle, bled earthen veins across the flat plastic bottom of the 14-foot Coleman canoe as we pushed against the brown current. We were hungover, otherworldly, and fully given over to the bristling cryogenics of spring morning snowfall. That afternoon, I transplanted blue-eyed Mary on the edge of the floodplain in my backyard. Laura planted sweet woodruff in a half whiskey barrel. We drank homebrew, made a snowman, and watched it melt in the greening Sunday noon. Baby doing what we do. We pack a lunch, take a book, and we paddle around. Yeah, we paddled around in a big canoe. It's too big for one. It takes two. A fishing pole, a swimming suit, I brought a sheet, we'll beat the heat on the shady side. On the shady side, I brought a bottle of wine, but there's too much for one, there's enough for two. Thank you. Sinking sun, rising moon. Ain't it funny how we passed the whole afternoon? The whole afternoon. I had a real good time with my number one, doing what we do. We drink a bottle of wine, but there's too much for one. There's enough for two.
That's it, folks. Thanks for coming out.